Hi, welcome to everybody. I'm Alex. I'm grateful for Recover Addict. I want to start with a prayer. God, please help me to set aside everything I think I know about myself. The 12 step, the big book, the meeting, my disease, and you, God. So I may have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Please let me to see the truth. So I ask God to remove me from myself just a few minutes ago and to allow me to be a vessel. Just can he pass through me and give you a message of hope. You know, I'm just here because most of you probably have fucked up my life. You know, I'm just here for that reason. And it's fun enough that we come in CA, we fucked up completely the life, and then what's happened? We come here, and they actually give us hearings, you know? So it's the only place that I know that you come there because you completely destroy your life and the life of your family and the life of your neighbor and everything else that is around you, and they actually give you something. You know, so, and because I'm a taker, because I like take, I come in there and I think, oh, wow, this one started really well, you know. I come here, destroy everything, and now I actually take something again. You know, today is not like that. And I want to start with some kind of apology. You know, as you hear, I'm not from England. You know, I have a strange accent. I have my accent, English accent. So if you don't understand me, please stay around. I'm pretty sure that in this room it's enough people armed with the fact about them disease at this 12 step and the solution in recovery that can help you after. So if you don't understand me, I also hope that you have done your 12 step. If you take some resentment with me, I hope that you have done your 12 step. So you know that actually I give you the opportunity to training a little bit more your inventory, okay? Or if you really need it, even tonight inventory. If you know I have done the 12 step, I really, really suggest you to hurry up and do your 12 step so you can have the tools for deal with that, all right? Say this one. I try to also speak slowly because my sponsor this morning tell me, you know, Alex, what you need to do, just speak slowly. And I don't know if I'm able to do that, but I will try to do my best, all right? Say all this when I come from, obviously, from Italy, and my childhood was beautiful. I'm the only child, so I'm selfish to the core, if even I don't want to admit, but I'm selfish to the core. So, and when this one happened, I happened to realize this one in the room, I realized that I was really selfish, because I actually think that I'm completely the opposite. I'm really loving and kind and then care about you and then care about the other one. But the reality is that at 5 years or 5 years old, my mother and my dad asked me if I want to have a brother or sister. So my answer was, I will prefer have a new little truck. So I was really said, I don't want to divide anything. I want a little game and I don't want a brother or sister to divide something with me. You know, they are really hard worker. I have not really drama in my house. I would like to come here and tell you that I have a really big drama in my house. This is why I'm an addict. And then you guys tell me that if even I have big drama, it's not why I'm an addict and alcoholic. I have my first drink at 7 years old. I probably experienced wine a little bit before than that. I come from Tuscany. I opened the door. I have mile of vineyard, okay, in there. The reality is that the guys around the corner have the same experience of me, drink the first glass of wine at 7 years old. The guys around the corner that was actually close to me at school and sit down at school in the same seat, it didn't become an alcoholic addict. I become an alcoholic addict. We talk about love, we have love, or we don't have love. You know, I have my family was working really hard, and you know, my dad has been a bus driver forever, so I have done shift and was provided for the family. My mom was wake up every morning at 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, for far as I remember, for provide for us to make the house a better place to live and go to work and work really hard, come back home at 5:30 in the night to work, and actually they try to give me the principle that normal people that the other side of this wall today have. And they try really to install to me. And when there was a work, I have the second family, the family that was living in front of my flat at the time, my parents' flat. You see, everything is mine. I still the same. So what's happened that I have another family. And also the family was full of love. They give me love. And I wasn't know at the time, but I was really selfish, and I keep going with the selfishness. And I was really easy to go with people, but I really like stay on myself, you know. I like that you know what you want to know in the way that you want to know, but I don't really want to tell you how I really feel inside. So I'm not the one that isolate. I'm really easily, and then later on in my profession and everything, I stay with a lot of people and I talk with a lot of people. If I need to tell you what to do, I'm really happy. If you need to tell me what to do, probably you don't see me again. You know, I don't accept anything. And gone. So the life, it wasn't bad, my life. But the reality is that I never feel okay, probably, with myself. I can stay with you, but I don't want to stay with you. As Julian before say, I'm with you, I want to be alone. I'm alone, I want to be with you. We tell that we go there, I come there, but I won't come back where I was. I never know where I want to be, and for sure it's not where I want to be now in myself. I really worry about what you're thinking about me, and I also do your thinking for me, all right? And for you also. So that one, you know, I have the first experience with the wine. I didn't went in blackout when I was 7 years old, but I like because I was feel part. My dad have like, he have the bless, right? He opened a 2 liter of wine, he have a little glass, and then he go on for fucking dinner. You know, it never happened to me. Or I also, sorry because I swear a lot. And he go on with for all dinner with a glass of wine. What's happened to me actually, it's later on, and that didn't went in blackout straight away, but I realized that a glass of wine, it's in my head. Glass of wine or a cheeky line is what my head tell me that I will go and I will do a little cheeky line, right? And 2 glasses of wine, because it's what people do a party. It never happened to me. But my head even today tell me, you know what? It will be nice. It's a really beautiful day outside. Cheeky line and 2 glasses of wine. It never happened. I don't know where this one come from. It never happened. And it never will be. Today I know. I know because I have the threefold illness. I know that when I start one, I have the obsession in my mind. I wake up in the morning, thank God, no anymore. But I wake up in the morning, I'm in turmoil inside. I don't know how to face life. I don't know how to stay with you guys. I don't want to stay with you, or I want to stay, but I feel really uncomfortable inside. And the only thing that make me wake up in the bed at one point in my beautiful career of using is that I need to know that I have something to change the way that I feel before even open my eyes. But the bad thing is that it's not too much that, because that one is my solution. So drugs, it never be my problem. It always be my solution. And to be honest, the first time that I hear someone that was sharing something like that, I was thinking that was completely mad. But then I went to understand that actually was the truth. The truth is that I'm so uncomfortable that I need something that changed the way that I feel, and I use a few other things. But drugs and alcohol was the best one, was the one that hit home from the beginning. You know, I was so deluded that I come in the room and I think that I have a little problem with cocaine, all right? Now, the first sponsor sit down with me and we talk, and in that day, I have that crack for 7 years, daily. I wasn't even know, because I never buy crack. I always washing up. So I wasn't even know. I wasn't even know that I wasn't doing crack. So I was so deluded that I did 7 years of a substance, and because I wasn't buying that substance, I wasn't even know what I was doing. But I know one thing, I was the field that was producing me in the beginning for the first eat. It was something that I was chasing for the rest of the life. And what can I say? Nothing. I have 14 years old. I come back at home one day. I already have started experimenting drugs, and I come back home and my dad and my mom call me in downstairs. So they have a few store house. They call me in downstairs, and strangely enough, I see the rifle in one side, right? So I see the rifle. It wasn't anymore the hunting season. So it's strange. My dad cleaned the rifle. Looked up. Strange. Usually it's in the middle of the table with the oil, but no. And then I discovered that the rifle, it wasn't because there for any other reason, that he pointed the rifle loaded in my face, because there was, for the first time, discovered that I was using drugs. And the fear that he produced in them, it completely destroyed them. And they have no idea how to manage the situation, that the only way was that kill the son, which obviously they didn't do it. All right. And also, thank God, they didn't do it. They doesn't thank God too much, because I give another 25 years of pain. All right. But they didn't do it. They didn't do it. That one was probably the one that my mind recall was probably my first experience of go from have fun and actually have something that come back, which is consequences. But I didn't overlap together, okay? I think that the guys around the corner was doing the same thing, you know? And I have different consequences. And actually, I was jealous of the dad and the mom of the other one, because they didn't have the same consequences that I had. So it wasn't my fault. It was the fault that my dad and my mom was really straight about drugs. How can that doesn't change the mind? Now I start my first journey in 4 years of group, school. My English come up now. group therapy. Okay, what's happening these 4 years? My mom and my dad, they was almost splitting up. They went close together. I went worse. I cannot use. I can't drink, so I was drinking in a really bad way, not every day, but was the thing that was fixing me. And I wasn't drinking as a normal. I discovered now, 2 years ago, that wasn't normal. Come back home and have some spirits down to my throat from school, just for be able then to go outside and speak with the other people and do the same thing in the morning. But anyway, go forward. The life was just life that wasn't progressing, and my disease progressing with the life. So sooner we stop this group therapy, 1 month later I was at the same place that I was 4.5 years before. And then I discovered some other drugs, and I discovered the drugs of my life, or the love of my life, which was cocaine. And then it progressed from there, more or less daily. And I don't need to tell you how I was used and what I was used, because if you are here in the Saturday, what time is it? At 1:20 in a church to hear a small Italian that speak about drugs, and I believe that you know how to use, and I don't need to be here and tell you I always do this amount or not. You have your experience, I have mine. As I tell before, I don't speak for Cocaine Anonymous, I speak for my experience. Basically, it's my experience, but thank God I have the 12 step passed to me from a man armed with the fact about this disease and this 12-step program, so I can have a better life today. The reality is that I destroy everything that was in front of me. I destroy everything that always been your fault. Your fault? Ooh, your fault? Never mind. I have the spiritual malady that I can describe as a hole in the soul. I have the hole here that I can't see, because it's just sitting here, I can't see. And what does? I just try to feed with drugs and alcohol for stop, but that one is the only thing that make me... the thing is, I don't drink and use for go out of my nuts. That one is not what in the morning my head tell me. I drink and use for just go normal. The one that I do is just for go at the same thing, that you are blessed to just wake up. I don't need to do it. I need to. I need to, otherwise I don't know how to communicate with you. I wake up in the morning, I have 10-20 stage of character in my head, the barking at me. I have a dog, a chainsaw, a cat that go around and spin and make so much noise. And I need to shut up this head. The only way that I know and that work is drugs and alcohol. So yeah, the part of the bedevilment in page 52, which I don't try to paraphrase because you know what, I would like to show you off how much I know, and I like to give you a really good, wow, that one is a really good word. I don't even know how to speak English, I would like to, you know. I tell you, at 22 years old, at 20, 19 years old, 20 years old, is one of the poor girlfriend, and another beautiful soul that I destroyed the life for 5 years. What I did, I was going there, and in this bar, she was working in this bar, and we start to chat and everything, and she was studying really hard. She know the Italian really well. I evidently don't. So today I'm in a situation that I can't speak really Italian. I never speak English. I'm really, you know, so you need to bear with me. But even at that time, what was happened that after 3 or 4 months that we was go out together, she was telling me like, wow, sometimes you produce some kind of new verb or some kind of word that, and then after 1 year, I said, yeah, I understand now, it's all bullshit, it doesn't exist. I went and looked at it, it doesn't exist. But it was sounds good, so I was keep doing, you know. And so what's happened today, I tried to, that page 52 that was talked before, Julian, it's something that was with me from the beginning. We were having trouble with personal relationship, oh yeah. We could not control our emotional nature. We were prey to misery and depression. We couldn't make a living. We had the feeling of uselessness. Yes. We were full of fear. We are unhappy. We could not seek to be a real help to other people. And that one is what I was suffering from. But the trouble of this one is right for me in page 62, right? So in page 62 also tell me, if I find it, tell me that I actually... The root of my trouble is selfishness, self-centeredness. That is, we think, is the root of my trouble. Drive by every form of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. We step in the toes of our fellow and they retaliate. That was how I ran all my life, and that wasn't known. You know, every morning I was going out of the door, and I was take like a little grenade, probably, with my action. Take it off the safety, put it in my pocket, and then walk in the middle of you guys. And then the first one that was touching me, it was explode. And I never know how it was ended. And usually it was ended with me alone in self-pity at home to destroy myself. He put me in that place. You know, the using, which in the beginning was something that was helping me. The day that I think I'm arrived was the day that I went out. I fight to go out from living in a house with my parents, with love and with all the comfort that I have, to go and live in a trailer, 2.20 meters by 2.80 meters, with no water, with no kitchen, the first twice 60 meters far, in the snow, in the sun, and I think I'm arrived. And you know, you question if I'm self-deluded or not. Yes, I am. And today I can see that. But I couldn't see at that time. I think that one was the life. You know? So, yeah, I destroyed the life of everybody. But the point is that at one point, thank God, around 39 years old, so 2 years ago, and I'm 2 years, a few weeks sober, and I don't say this one for impress you, by impress the fuck on me, and more than everything impress my mom, my dad, Oak Ridge Road in Basingstoke where I live, they are really impressed, you know, about the change. The Italian police still thank me, you know, I'm pretty sure, and a few other people, also my ex-girlfriend, thank the 12-step program. You know, with me go recover, it's not only me that go recover, my family go recover. You know, we are close, we test every morning. Probably I need to go to another fellowship because we start. But yeah, we test every morning the good morning, something that they never have from me. The only thing that they have was me call them because I want to have. I have a problem with the boiler. In the last 2 years, I changed 5 boilers in paper, all right? I have 25 grand. The boiler is still the same. All right? They doesn't have anymore the phone call. They actually have the phone call to ask how they are. And that one is not thanks to me because I'm still the same selfish self-sentence inside. But the program gave me something completely different. It gave me a new way of life. And you know what? Someone when coming here tell, it's not my experience when say I want my life back. I don't. Because if I want my life back, I stay where I was. I want a new life. And you guys, all of you, give me this new life. Give me the opportunity to have a new life based in completely different stone. I make a mistake? Yes, of course, I make a mistake. I'm a mistake worker. All right? You know? But if I make a mistake and I have now today the tools that someone else tell me how to use, foresee, how can with this mistake I can make better and I could, if I cannot do again the same mistake tomorrow, that one is a learn. I can learn something and every day, every minute I learn something. And you guys let me learn that. So I'm thankful for that. You know, my spirits, when I come in the room, I was completely destroyed. I cannot look you guys in the eyes. I come in here, I don't know why I come in here. I was completely confused. I'm alone where I want to be, in my flat, with a little bit of drugs and alcohol. I don't have any more the work for around 2.5 years because I stole to my parents and something else. But I still have the flat. So for me, I wasn't an addict because I didn't sell my flat. I didn't inject, so I'm not an addict. Because for me, only if you go to buy, not if you make a crack, but if you go to buy crack and you inject, you are an addict. Otherwise, maybe you have a little bit of problem. That one was my thing. You know, if you have a jittery, now you are an alcoholic. If you drink only 4 bottles of wine every night, but you don't jitter in too much in the morning, you're not an alcoholic. So that one is what my head tells me. So I still have a car. It wasn't drivable, but I still have a car, all right, when I come in the room. So when I come in the room, I was confused. You talk about addiction, but the thing that I was like is that I went in one of these rooms that we was talking about. You know, I can go in there and vomit a little bit of my self-pity. That one I really like. Not too much today, all right? But I can go in there and give you self-pity. And I wasn't understand why you guys were just... Soon I will start to talking. You will just give the car. You're like, shut up, Alex. All right? And actually, I was come back home, and I was more and more resentful about that. You know, but I was going there. Someone give me, I buy the book. Someone tell me, you don't need to read the book. All right? Thank you very much. So I buy the book. I don't read the book. Perfect. You need to have a sponsor. You know, my career was a skydiver professionist. For me, the sponsor was someone they pay you for the skydiving on some other sports. So I was like, all right, guys, someone want to tell me what sponsor mean? You need to have one. Yeah, I have 3. They pay me for the last few years. I never compete anymore for them. They made us on pain. So I need someone that broke down this one really well. And I wasn't find. Oh, in reality, I wasn't listening. You know, it's a question mark maybe in there, but I want to take my responsibility. So at one point, someone take the number, my number, and start to contact me a few days later. And when I asked who the sponsor was, he actually started to sponsor me. It was the best way to show me how I was armed with the facts. You know, it was, you know, we talk about suggestion. And in the big book, at one point, it's right that it's clear-cut direction. Because I don't know for you guys, but to me, if you tell me that I need to follow suggestion, to me already I twist around. I think the suggestion is, you suggest me something, tell me it's completely my own power to decide if I want to do what you tell me to do or not. It's a suggestion, isn't it? But the reality is, if I want what you have, that suggestion come out from your mouth, my friend say, it come out from your mouth as a suggestion, but I need to come in my ears as an order, all right? So, and if even I was like, oh no, I started to follow this order, and was really, you know, easy thing to do, but something that myself will wasn't going to do it really easily. I also have a hearing problem. I discovered later on that I'm really good. No, I'm not good to talk, but I think I'm really good to talk. And but to hearing, that one is something that doesn't go in there. So I need to start to take the cotton from my ears and put it in my mouth and start to listen. So someone asked me, look, what is your job? And I said, I skydiving. Easy, isn't it? So you put the parachute on, you go in the plane, then at one point you jump, then you pull something and you save your life. So It's not that easy. So what you suggest, and the sponsor asked me what I would suggest. I suggest that you kill people. So what you think you're doing, if you come there in one of these rooms and you have no idea whatsoever what is right in this book and in this program, and you open your mouth until you don't have any experience, it's like, you know what? Probably need to shut up. And he said, yes, until you don't have a little bit more experience, come there early. This is why I tell you to come there early, 30 or 40 minutes if you want early. Help the other one out. Chat before the meeting. Talk with the people in the meeting before and after. Ask about their experience. Because I'm really good in all my life to want to give you my opinion in experience that I never have. That one is just in my soul, you know? This one is what I want to do, and I would like to do even today. But the program tells me to don't. So if I do, I need to come back and maybe apologize. You know? So that one was my experience with the sponsor. And you know what? Thank God I have a sponsor. I'm with the father. Thank God I changed it to sponsor. And today I have a beautiful sponsor, which is armed with the fat and tell the thing straight in the face. Someone that care more about me than my ball feeling, you know? Someone that care more about my recovery than my feeling. This one is what I need. I don't tell you that you need. I don't tell you what you need to do. But it's what I need. It's what I have, thank God. Because what I like to have is what I need is two completely different things, you know? So, yeah, the program started. I tell you, someone says it's not easy. You know what? The life today is a lot more easy than how much it was before in the best day. You know, I have hard day. I have, sometimes hard day. Sometimes I have a little bit cloudy day. Sometimes I have a little bit rainy day, but I never have a really crap day. The crap day was when the police was knocked down the door of my parents' house, when my mom doesn't sleep for 5 years because I have never break down, and my lovely caring, the lovely caring Alex, what he does after they broke down in the house and everything, after a few months, leave and come to England because it never happened. The bad day was that one. The bad day is when I promised to my girlfriend, tomorrow at 6 o'clock I will be in the train station, because for the last 2 years I tell you that I will be there and I could never make it. And I live at 5 minutes drive. The bad day is the one that in the morning at 10 o'clock I have so much pain in my head that I need to consume something and take my medication, which is drugs and alcohol, which tell me that today will be different, that I will reach at 1 o'clock and I will take a cheeky line and a glass of wine and I already have 2 bottles at 2 tickets. And then I reach at 5 o'clock and you know what, at this point, bloody hell, just go on. And now I reach 5 to 6, she is there, come from London, because she work, I don't. You know, the bad days when I reach there again, 6:15, and she's already at home walking. I pass her with the car, I don't even recognize her. The bad days when in the night at 9 o'clock, or when I go to visit my parents, and they, at one point after 2 days, I need to take and store the car of my dad and do 350 kilometers because it's the only place that I know in Italy to pick her up and come back down at 5 o'clock in the morning with £1,000 less. That one is a bad day. You know? Today I don't need that. Today I don't need that. Today I wake up most of the time with this one. Listen. Without the rain, by the way. I wake up in the morning and most of the time, I can't lie to you, sometimes I have my thing, but I never wake up with the 20 people again in my head. I work in the program and I don't want to tell you the best of my ability, because in my head at the best of my ability means that I can choose to don't work the program properly. I make a mistake, I tell before, but I work up 1,000% every single day. And you know what, if I'm here, if tomorrow I do the same thing that I have done today, that I have done yesterday in the last 2 years, I have a good chance. And the day, you know, people tell me that I need to work this program when it's good weather. Because when the bad weather comes, then I can go out. It's look like stay at home, sit down, look outside in a beautiful shiny day, 20 degrees, sunshine, no cloud in the horizon, and think, you know what? I go to have a walk later. Another day passed. You know what? Today is the day I go to have a walk later. Yeah. Then after 3 months that I don't walk, maybe the doctor come to me and tell me, you know what? Your circulation is not really good. You really need to start to walk. Now, 3 days later, the doctor tell me that. Start to rain and start the winter again. If I wasn't going outside to walk when it was really good weather, do you really think that I want to wake up and go to walk when it's bad weather? By my experience, I don't. I don't know you, but by my experience, I don't. So I need to work this stuff entirely every single day when it's good. Because when it's bad, I know how to use the tools. You know, and this one is what I do and I try to do. And I do my inventory every single night. I review my inventory, I send to my sponsor. I do my prayer before I go to bed. The prayer change. I do a little bit of meditation. In the morning I wake up. The first thing that I do, I ask God to take my will out. You know why? Because do you ever see the movie Terminator? All right, the movie Terminator happened with this one. At one point, Terminator say one thing, I will be back. That one is my will, all right? I give my will back to God every single night. I just need to sleep. And honestly, thank God, tonight, I go there, I put my head in the pillow. After 5 minutes, not even that, I sleep because I don't have too much noise inside. I don't have resentment. If I have resentment, I already deal before with that. Through my inventory, and I call someone, and I discuss with them, and I give to God. I don't only give to God. You know why I don't only give to God? Not because I don't have God. Because thank you guys, in the process between step 4 and step 9, I clean in my path between us. So I have God on my own understanding. But sometimes, as my sponsor say every time, sometimes that my voice is really sound like God's voice, and you know, and then I go confused. So for don't mistake which voice is, I need to be in contact with God. And yes, my sponsor is not God, but it's the person that actually allowed me to still in this path, to be in there and let me see clearly, wherever is the word that you can sort it out later on. All right, he can let me see a lot more clear. And he can help me in my decision. I can step back. You know, it's one part. This one is a program of action. And that one is, how's it been given to me? It's a program of action. It's a program of action even when, say, we step back. In the step 11, say, we step back. We pause. It's not because, say, we pause, we don't need to do anything. If they actually think that I need to do more, it's pause. Because usually, I have no speed bump between my head and my mouth. You know, usually I vomit something and then I think about what I have said to you or to someone else. So the hard thing for me is put the action to slow down, step back, turn, ask, and then follow the action. If I'm not sure, I need to contact someone else, I need to use my inventory. So in the morning I wake up, I ask God to have my will, to remove my will, to give the will that He has for me for today. I do a little pray, and then I read the 2 pages of the big book, at least the 2 pages of the big book. I call my sponsor every single morning. We discuss about the inventory of the day before, if it's something to discuss about. I speak with some of my sponsors, and then I go with my day. Go on with my day and I look around. If I try to don't harm anybody, I try to be the best person that I can be today. I know that I'm a much better person than I used to be. But that one is a program of growing. I need to grow. I need to grow in my sobriety. It's not right anywhere that it's a step 10, 11, and 12, as someone described as a step of maintenance. It's not. It's improving, continue. It's not right maintenance. If you look at the word inside, it's nothing apart, completely the opposite of maintenance. It means grow and work. what I have today from that, the best gift that I have from you guys, I have a new life. I have a peace of mind, and I have a peace inside my head most of the time. If I don't, I need to scrape a little bit in my bag full of tools that you guys give me. Sometimes some of you give me another tools that I can use. You know, exterior thing, I still have the same flat. Actually, I have another one, because with the last money that arrived from Italy for someone that died, this time I didn't buy, you know, my medicine, but I actually invest in something else. But it's not that one that give me sobriety. It's not right that when you finish the step, you will have a beautiful certificate, you know? Or you will have a Ferrari, another new flat. It's not right that. I passed a few months in my sobriety that I have also less. And I need to work also more. But when you come to the other side, that one is life. You know, emotionally, I started using a little bit more hard when I was 11. Emotionally, I'm probably 13 because I have 2 years of sobriety. All right? I'm a 13 years old man in a body of a 41. But I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that because I'm open to learn. And until I open to learn, I have the chance. I need someone that sometimes driving a little bit more hard in what I need to do, because my head wants to forget, but I try to do all the stuff. No, I try. I do all the stuff every single day because I don't want to leave the seat. I don't want to leave the seat, because if I leave the seat today, I don't know if I can come back. What means heavy lengths? You know, I've been signed a contract with my sponsor. Actually, two, not even one. The Monday, not even one, two. You know? It's right that I'm willing to go to any lengths to stay clean and sober. And he explained what any lengths means. In the beginning, I said, yeah. And then he asked me, do you know what any lengths means? Not really. So ask if you don't know. And he tell me what the lengths was. And then another contract that I promised when I have been through the 12 step, this step, I will to take others to them exactly the same way, so that the message will not be my message, but will be the same message. It's what I try to do. Sometimes you find the people that is willing. Sometimes you find people that is willing to go to any lengths. They are welcome. Maybe they are the people that, honestly, I'm a human. Maybe they are the people that I don't really like to work with. All right? But if they want to, and they give me the time, and they show me that they have a willingness to go to any lengths, I need to be there for them. But I can't work the program for someone else, because nobody worked my program for me. I don't know, I hope you have something, and I hope just one thing, that one is my hope, I hope that just one person wake up after today from this room, it's just one, that wake up and go out of that door and they have a little bit more hope that recovery is possible. I think we have done our job today. If it's more than one person, God bless. You know? I don't know anymore what to say apart. Thank you very much to give me the opportunity to serve in CA. They saved my life. They actually gave me a life that I never was think that was possible. I have a life thanks to you guys, and service one of the part of this contract that I have done with all of you guys and God. So God bless you and keep you. Thank you.